This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know this is not going to come as a surprise, but I'm a little weird and I get anxiety in some of the most odd situations.
Yeah.
So I like to throw it out just to see if I'm alone.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember, but there was a conversation about the drive-through anxiety. When you drive through like a fast food drive-through, I get anxiety about hitting curbs or the poles and things.
Sure.
Well, over the weekend, found a new one. I have car wash anxiety now.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't be behind the wheel, but that's another conversation. Have you ever gone into the car wash? I was at Quick Quack, okay, driving, and I had my husband's truck. So I had the F-250, which is bigger. I'm driving through, and the whole time I'm like holding my breath going, please don't go off the rails. Please don't go off the rails. Oh, you know what? There's a lot of cars. What if that car behind me didn't see the sign, didn't put it in neutral, and he's going to ram into the back of me? The entire time, it's going through my mind of like, oh gosh, are we going to make it out alive?
So you're afraid that in this car wash, when you pull in, there's those little tracks that catches the car, and you're afraid that it would pop off.
Either pop off the track, the car behind me is going to just run up the track. There are so many things that could go wrong.
Well, the good news is now it is a big truck. I'll give you that. So that is a little scary. And car washes with those whippy things as loud, and it is scary. So I'll give you that. But I don't think you should be worried about the truck coming off the tracks, because let's say it does, you're in neutral. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but if you go off the tracks, even with the windows in, I have like an inch and a half, 2 inch clearance on either side.
What's the worst that could happen? Let's say you come off the track. What's your fear?
A scratches truck.
Okay, but you're still, that can be fixed.
My relationship won't be fixed after that.
You can't put a price on you.
Oh, you'll be fine. You tell Art that. You don't have that feeling when you're going through the drive-thru, though, of like, it doesn't ever cross your mind the things that could go wrong.
Mine, when I go through the car wash specifically, is once you start, you know, it says pull forward, and I start going, and I'm on the track. I'm like, okay, cool, we're in. And then my heart stops, because in my mind, the back windows are down. And I know they're not. But I have to like quickly, I'm like an owl. I'm looking back and forth, just making sure. And then I'm like, you know, I'm doing the window thing, making sure they're all the way up, because I think, yeah, there's going to be one little crack in the window and all of a sudden the car is going to be flooded.
Anybody else in the IE want to weigh in? Do you have car wash anxiety, or like Morgan says, am I just the problem?
maybe there's something we're not even thinking of. You can chime in, call or text us, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. Car wash anxiety. There's something about going through the car wash, and maybe it's the confined space that adds to it. But I'm always in the back of my head, what could go wrong?
I always thought that was just a fear for like little kids in the back who got scared of going through the car wash.
No, my kids love the car wash. That's the other part. When we go through, we're like fighting bad guys or aliens. Like, they make it a thing. And in my mind, I'm like, we're just trying to survive, kids.
Mama's clenching the steering wheel. Come on.
Buckle up, okay? I can't be the only one, though. Jess in Redlands, do you get car wash anxiety?
I think that the, like, spinning things are going to break my windows.
Yes!
That's what I think. Yep.
It always freaks me out because I think they hit my car super hard and I'm like, ah, but I just don't want to clean it myself. So I got to take it to clean sometime.
It's a risk you're willing to take.
For sure. Yeah.
Bust out my windshield. I just don't want to wash my car.
Yeah.
Sometimes the risk has to outweigh the reward, you know?
That's true.
How about this text message that says 951, yes, I have car wash anxiety. My car actually got stuck at the tracks at the end of the car wash while it was drying. It did release, but not before the car behind hit me.
Oh, see, I was going to say, that's the best case scenario. If there is anything to go wrong at the car wash, you want to be stuck at the very end. Because I personally don't think 30 seconds from that big blow dryer going back and forth to dry off your car is enough time. So keep me right there and let the thing just keep, you know, blowing air on you and get the car dry.
You know when, like, you get to the end of the car wash when you're driving through and it's got, like, the yellow flashing light, like you're not quite done, and then it gives you the green light? Let me tell you, when that green light hits, I'm like,
NASCAR.
Peel out of there so fast. 760 texting, not helping my car wash anxiety. I had my side mirror ripped off before. Needless to say, I wash my own car now.
That's a great point.
Still too lazy to do that.
That's really smart. I should tuck, because I thought about that too.
You don't tuck your mirrors in on your truck?
No, I don't. So I've been very lucky.
Oh.
But you know what, my truck, you said that you took your husband's truck through the car wash.
Yeah.
Trucks are really big for those spaces, I feel like.
Yeah, and probably isn't the best idea to take an F-250 through, but I'm not washing that thing. It's giant. My brain is a scary place. Some of the thoughts that I come up with, but I'm glad when I share them on the radio that I'm not the only one. There are other scary minds out in the IE too.
You never know what weird things are creeping in through our heads.
Over the weekend, I took my husband's truck to go get it washed. And as we're going through the quick, quack car wash, I'm like, man, what if the truck like jumped off the tracks? Because it's a bigger truck, you know? And I'm like, or it was really packed. I'm like, what if the car behind me gets too close? What if he didn't see the sign? He didn't put it in neutral, and now he's going to ram into the back of the truck. I mean, there are so many things that can go wrong in that span of, what, 65 seconds that you're in the car wash?
Which feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're more so worried about the car getting a little bit of damage.
Yeah.
Not so much so that you're worried for your life going through these things.
I don't think I'm going to die in there.
But you just think a little bit of bumpage.
Yeah. There's a lot that could go wrong when you think about it. All the moving parts that are happening for a car wash. You've never thought about that? Watch, next time you wash the car, you will.
Like I told you, the only thing I think of is having the windows down when I'm going through it. Then I worry about interior damage.
Like the 714. Did you see this text came in? The car wash is how I discovered that my convertible top wasn't sealed properly.
Oh, no.
At this point, what do you do? Like, you just got to ride it out.
You can't go anywhere.
You can't roll down your window and be like, hey, please stop. Oh. Like, do you honk your horn?
You close your eyes and hope for the best. What, don't get soap in them.
What is the protocol? 951 says, I get car wash anxiety too. I get nervous because once I put my car in neutral, by the time I get to the end of the tunnel, it does that automatic shut off. So I have to put it in park and restart it. And one time they actually had to stop the entire car wash because the car behind me was going to hit me because I couldn't get my car started fast enough.
So he's got a whole process you got to go through to go to the car wash.
It's a lot of pressure. Greg and Rancho, do you have the car wash anxiety like the rest of us?
Something happened to a coworker of mine in a county vehicle. He was at a car wash. The roller off the top of the car wash fell on top of a car. It came loose.
How bad was the damage?
About $5,000. It fell on the right front of the windshield. It crushed the windshield and side of the pillar above the passenger head.
So once that fell, the car wash itself shut off, or did like water keep spraying?
No, it stopped. I think there's people watching it. So when they saw it, either automatically stopped or someone hit a panic button.
So there's just damage, but no water damage? I don't know if that's much better.
Well, no, because I'm thinking, okay, like if the windshield's cracked and like the water's shooting in, then there's water. Like in my mind, the car's going to flood from the inside. He can't get out. Final destination.
No, it's not quite that bad, but and the car wash ended up paying the bill for the body work. So
I would hope so. Jackie and Rancho, do you go through those drive-through car washes?
Oh, all the time.
Do you get car wash anxiety where you feel like your car is going to go off the tracks?
Occasionally, yes.
So I'm not alone. Anthony thinks I'm crazy. I will, like, hold my breath when I'm going through the car wash because I'm like, something's going to happen.
Right? Or what if the car behind you gets too close and they get off the tracks and they hit you?
Okay. There's so much room for disaster.
Ladies, listen.
You're in a small enclosed box with vehicles.
Your car is going at a high speed of possibly 2 miles per hour.
Out of a parking lot at 2 miles an hour, you can still hit somebody and do damage.
Yeah, right? You tell him.
It's just a little love tap.
Love tap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.